Livesey is joining us this morning from Oriel Resources, because plenty to discuss. But first of all, let's kickstart this conversation with the news of the day. So the Bibemi Gold Project update. So you started a regional mapping and stream sediment sampling program. Maybe talk us all about it in Cameroon there.
So the stream sediment sampling in the central license package is ongoing. We kicked off in April. We had an orientation study, and then we got on the ground, and we've identified around about 1,300 locations for stream sediment sampling across that large package. And we've got about 180 done to date. So we're moving quite aggressively on that. And of course, at Bibemi, we continued with our drill program through April, finished at the end of April. We're now completed with the drilling, and we're just waiting for the assay results to come back from the labs in Ivory Coast.
Mm-hmm. And how confident are you? What have you already seen? What indications do you have?
Ooh. How confident are we? Multi-million dollar question. We've seen some great examples in the core of the appropriate geology, shearing, sulfides, alteration, mineralization. We have had visible gold in at least three boreholes from three different areas. Within Bibemi itself, we were focused in the central Bakassi zone, as you know, and we had four distinct target areas within that central Bakassi zone. Three out of the four areas have given us visible gold in core. And so to date, we've only had one drill hole assays to release, the first drill hole, which gave us, you know, plus 4 grams in one of the intersections, a little bit less than the other. So we're very confident there's gold in the systems. From what we're seeing on surface, we've now drilled it underground. We've got 28 holes worth of assay data outstanding. So we did predict them to be coming out through Q2. We've had a slight delay in the labs in Ivory Coast, nothing significant. We're still on track to get the results out during Q2. So we're pretty confident we'll be showing some good signs coming out of Bibemi. The key thing for us is really this first phase is to understand the structure at Bibemi. And we know mineralization is available on surface. We can see it. We picked it up in our trenching and our rock chip sampling and our mapping. This is about giving that vertical dimension to it, but also about really understanding the structure, because the deformation in the area is going to give us the opportunity for volume. And although it's great to get a meter wide vein with 4 grams plus in it in your first drill hole, it's much better to get wider intersections, because you then start to build better tonnages. So we've seen indications of wide zones of alteration, wide zones of disseminated sulfide mineralization, multiple zones in fences of holes, and as I say, visible gold in some of the holes. So we're pretty confident that we'll have something interesting to put out to the markets, once all the results are in through Q2.
Brilliant. Right, let's move on and walk through the portfolio here, because you had the acquisition of a 51% of Reservoir Minerals Cameroon SAL.
Yes, that was, so this is the two-phase earning into those assets in Cameroon, Bibemi and Wapuzi, and also the three of the eight central licenses under Reservoir Minerals Cameroon. So we reached the 51%, which was the first trigger on a spend of 1.5 million. And with the completion of the drill program, obviously quite an expensive program, and importantly, with the completion of the assays on that program through the next 6 to 8 weeks, we will have reached the next stage, which will take us to 90%, which is our maximum ownership in that. So that really, we've got a great relationship with our partner, Emmanuel at BERG3, and we've worked really collaboratively to get to the 51% and move the projects forward. This final step up to 90% is really just an indication to the shareholders that we've, again, under promise, over deliver. We said we would hit these milestones. We hit them. We're now going to be getting to 90%. So we've got majority ownership on those. And we've obviously got our Oriel Cameroon SAL, our own subsidiary company, with the other five central licenses in there. So at the end of this, we'll have the ownership of the 10 licenses, the two in the north and these eight in the centre, really neatly bundled up. It'll be less of an administrative distraction for the team, and we can just crack on and get the sampling programs rolled out in those central licenses, and then start planning as we get results back from Bibemi, start planning for the next phase of drilling there, hopefully after the rainy season.
Mm-hmm. And the Sonana joint venture update?
Sonana's going well. We're in year four. We had the market, I think, misunderstood the hiatus at the end of year three, where our partner had underspent on its year three commitment, based on the fact that there'd been delays, obviously, globally last year. And IAMGOLD requested that they carry forward that underspend into year four. So we took a couple of days to have a look at the, just audit the accounts, typical as you would in these situations. And quite happy to accept that rollover of that underspend into year four. So we're active and on the ground now at Far A drilling with a diamond, and we have RC up there as well. And that's the first half of the program for year four, is to test some of the targets at Far A, where we had previously some really good drill intercepts from Stratex, our predecessor. And then the second half of the program is at the discretion of IAMGOLD whether to move down back to Medina Bafé, close to the Boto mine development project, which is getting $60 million worth of investment this year alone, or whether to carry on at Far A, or perhaps do both, depending on the results, really. So again, we're aggressively moving forward with it. Obviously, we're free carried, as you know, at Sonala, so no cost to us. But a real progress with drilling now underway there. We should start to see results coming out from the Far A target over the next few months. And then later in the year, possibly Medina Bafé, or both Medina Bafé and Far A again.
And finally, before we let you go, the Tani Stratex Djibouti exploration update.
Yeah, so the Djibouti assets are being managed by a group called NurtureX, and funded by AMED Fund 2. They've been pretty aggressively, they took over last year, they put an aggressive drill program in, they've been expanding their targets in Djibouti. So we've got a couple of outstanding results to come from there. They had some delays getting shipping samples out of the country. Again, a mixture of COVID and usual customs irregularities and confusion. That's all resolved now. We're waiting for final news on that. And then the other half of Tani Stratex, which originally we had Egypt and Djibouti under Tani Stratex. Djibouti was sold out to the AMED investors, to the NurtureX. Under the Egyptian assets, Tani Stratex Resources, recently we had Red Sea Resources sign up an earn-in agreement on the assets in Egypt, where there is an existing JORC resource, a couple hundred thousand ounces, and a non-JORC of about 500,000 ounces plus. So a significant footprint in Egypt, and Red Sea Resources are again earning in on that. We retain a percentage of both the Djibouti assets and the Egyptian assets. And Red Sea have brought in a new management team, and they're going to be mobilizing rigs with a goal to start drilling there sometime early in the second half of the year. So both of those, what we consider to be investments, because we don't have direct control over them, both moving ahead aggressively. New teams, drilling planned on both of them, or active on both of them. So we should see some progress on those as well. So all in all, from this time last year to today, everything's pretty much on track. And we're excited to still have active programs in the field and cash in the bank to pay for it. So it's going really well.
Great. Thank you very much indeed for that thorough update there from Tim Livesey there from Oriel Resources here on Proactive today.
Thanks very much, Katie. Bye-bye.